Place at the right time. Welcome back to We'll Save the Podcast.
We'll save.
I am John Swan, your GM, who is heating up, and we got a fresh new banter coming for you.
John Swan of John Swan Surf and Sausage. Yeah.
One and the same.
Koozie. I need to get one.
I think they're helping us sponsor a trip to Gen Con.
I think you're right.
Wait, I almost want my sausage company.
John Swan Sausage specifically. Yeah.
Yeah. The John Swan Sausage Company.
Just put in a
John
good,
Swan Sausage.
Yeah. I put in a good word with him. So it works out. Because we've definitely been in the same room at the same time. Yeah, I do. We've been in the same room at the same time.
Yeah, so it's all cool. Right.
Yeah.
John's got the hookups.
I do. I mean, I think we have a lot of companies sponsoring us to go to DenCon, right? We got like...
Who else do we have? I know that Thaddeus's cooking show is sponsoring us.
I believe so. That's one for sure. Yeah.
Who else? Chek's Rib Shack, I think.
Rib Shack?
Chek's Rib Shack. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
All right. Hell yeah.
Near Space Corporation. Yeah. Near Space Corporation.
Yeah, Near Space.
Peach Processors, right? Peach, yeah.
Did we say Peach?
Did we?
Yeah, I guess
Peach
we did.
Computing. Yeah.
Maybe we're still waiting on the contracts, you know?
Yeah. We're in negotiations, going back and forth.
This one I didn't think made the list, but I've got something fun. It's close to Easter, and I found these.
Oh my God.
They are
DP peeps.
I'm not sure how I feel about them. They're Dr.
The
Pepper peeps. Yeah, DP
Pepper. Dr. Pepper peeps.
I was going to break them open and actually try
Dr.
them
Pepper. I'm sorry.
Camera.
I only know them by their street name, DP
peeps. I'm going to rip them open. I grew up loving peeps, and lately, in the last like several years, I've been like, peeps aren't that good. They're just marshmallows. But
is it Dr. Pepper? Right.
They're marshmallows, but worse.
Yeah. But this one's
Dr.
Pepper.
Are you trying this live on air right now?
I am, actually. So you guys get to hear me chewing it.
Okay, I don't know. I'm going to mute the music and just lean right in the mic.
Mm.
It's good.
We would like to formally apologize for these 30 open, seconds. Oh, my God.
Can you, like, open your mouth
Everyone
when you eat, please?
Silence.
Be polite
silence,
and, like,
please.
So we can hear it.
Sure. Sure.
You want me to be impolite?
Yeah, open your mouth.
Sure, with the class.
No. I was just trying. It definitely tastes like artificial Dr. Pepper. It's like the Dr. Pepper jelly beans.
As opposed to what?
To naturally occurring Dr. Pepper. Yeah.
the stuff that grows on the plants in the wild.
Yeah. Yeah. Naturally.
It's the Willy Wonka fountain of
harvest.
Dr. Pepper.
But it wasn't like exactly Dr. Pepper. And I can tell you that because I have my cup of Dr. Pepper here.
It's probably like the most Dr. Pepper they can make Dr. Pepper.
Right. Can Dr. Pepper do a spoof commercial that is just them, but instead of spice on the planet Arrakis, it's Dr. Pepper?
Just naturally occurring.
That is a Dr. Pepper commercial.
That is a Dr. Pepper commercial.
That is absolutely a Dr. Pepper commercial.
It would be the sugar off of this peep.
Yeah, it would be.
The spice.
Hold on.
The Dr. Pepper spice.
The DP peeps must flow.
I also don't know if it's just the outside of the peep that tastes. I'll have to eat another one later. But if it's the outside of the peep that tastes like Dr. Pepper, or if the entire peep tastes like Dr. Pepper, you know? Like, is it just a peep coated, or a Dr. Pepper flavored coated peep, or is it a peep flavored Dr. Pepper?
How do you eat your peeps? Kev.
How do I prefer my peeps?
How do you prefer your peeps?
I prefer my peeps.
How do you partake in your peeps?
I like it when my peeps hang out with me and play Starfinder.
Wow.
That's the love we all need. Cheers to that, Kevin. That was nice. That was good.
I still have images of like Kevin being like stranded on a deserted island and just like licking like Dr. Pepper leaves or something like that to survive.
Turns out they're from a tree. Dr. Pepper's a single flavor from a tree in the middle
of hunting Dr. Pepper like, peeps.
As it like drips into his mouth from like the
finding a
sweet,
nest
sweet dude
of DP peeps.
Yeah.
Wow.
Have you guys ever played Chubby Bunny?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah, I have.
Should I?
I'm afraid to
it's
ask.
Like, it's a dangerous game.
I'm it not going to Google it.
I could, so, you could literally die.
Yeah, you could. So it was...
Should I Google
it's,
it?
It's a perfectly innocent game. Same. So kids at home, don't try this. I wouldn't recommend it, but it's perfectly innocent.
Chubby
so,
Bunny?
You take a marshmallow and you put it in your mouth and you have to say the word Chubby Bunny.
Chubby Bunny. Hmm. Oh, I think I've seen that.
And if you do... successfully do it, you shove another marshmallow in your mouth. Repeat to see how many marshmallows you can shove in your mouth and successfully say Chubby Bunny.
I'm not doing that. Yeah. No, I see where you're going with this, and I've got a box full. Yeah,
do you know,
I can't believe you guys never tried it. It was like a big thing.
Let's
according to Wikipedia, three people have died.
What?
Choking on marshmallows. Yeah.
Cases of death. Three at least.
All right.
Because like when you think about things you don't want to get stuck in your esophagus. Marshmallows are up
marshmallows.
There.
Yeah.
Wow.
It
would not.
Did be. I you can't you clear it out because you've got 26 other marshmallows in your mouth.
Do you need to like just have hot chocolate on the ready to like pour into your face?
Just to melt like the marshmallows.
Yeah. That's probably it. That's probably
so, you just need to be adjacent to a hot chocolate like fountain.
Right. Yeah.
To remove the marshmallow from your esophagus, you need to inhale this hot chocolate.
Right.
Like an aerosol. Yeah. Like a hot chocolate aerosol spray. Yeah, emergency spray. Yeah. Like,
or just like a river.
Actually, you know? Sounds really good.
Chocolate. Can we make a hot chocolate spray?
Yeah.
A little breath freshener.
A super soaker full of hot chocolate.
Yeah. Well, we have a quick update on a segment, a much beloved segment called Where's Kelly?
Where is Kelly Gilliam? I'll give you a hint. They don't have daylight savings time, so
it hasn't been saved.
Apparently, no one does. Kelly, though. Apparently, this is a very unique American thing.
Is it daylight savings there?
It is. It is. What time is it here? 9:30 a.m.
It's like 9 a.m.
It's 9:30, and
oh, is that part of the clue? So yeah, it's.
Oh
it's,
yeah, so it's 10:30
p.m.
Just
for us.
Calculate the difference.
It's 10:30 Eastern. Yeah.
Wait, what? Oh, yeah, Eastern, yeah.
10:30 Eastern.
What's your clue, Kelly? What's your clue?
So, my clue is there are only three of this type of country in the world. I think there's only three. Let me see.
Whoa.
I'm not sure what that means.
Only three countries only in the world.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. There are five of them. But five. Like, there's only five of these kinds of countries
are
in the
you,
world.
Are you talking about behind a curtain?
But the curtain's gone, though, isn't it?
What can we get clarification on this?
But I don't think this was ever under the curtain though, if I'm not mistaken.
The Iron Curtain.
Yeah, but I don't think that this country ever was. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was.
That's an interesting clue.
Everyone here already knows because they're smart enough to figure it out and or have a good memory of my mentioning it earlier. So yeah, like
you probably talked about it like last week.
And
like,
you sent actually, us photos and
like,
then
specifics.
Yeah.
my goal though
be
is
here
like
on this date.
You need to drop the pictures in the general Discord because you dropped them in our private.
I will.
From those clues, you said find these clues. Like I think I got the clue. I think
But
I was trying to find like
we can
pictures.
Redact we can
you can redact something? Yeah, we
can just remove
we can
the
see
audio.
Like, no, but like I won't say anything, but like you're at a bar is clearly what the picture's at. It's like you're at some kind of bar on a beach.
True.
Yeah.
On the beach.
True. Right.
Sandy
my goal
white
was
beach.
To like find that bar. Was like stroll down the street and be like, oh, look for the Heineken.
I want to see that too, actually. That's it. That's
so I still need some time to do that, but
that's gonna be me before I go to bed. Just me scrolling.
Yeah. The clue is the clue.
I'm gonna find We gotta find like an open security camera.
Yeah,
somewhere nearby.
Yeah,
you know how like they have that you can like browse just like open publicly, like unsecured. There's gotta be one.
Come on, you know,
nearby. Catch Kelly.
Yeah, that's camera. True.
Especially in a
there's enough Samsung hardware around there.
When you live in one of the five kinds of countries, this is like or whatever. Then I imagine their security cameras.
They make fine watches.
They make like clothes that I wear as well. But like the clue is on the horizon for sure in that video and photo. There's something in the background there.
The clue.
Yeah, yeah.
You're on the
horizon. It's not the bar. Like, it's not the Heineken thing. It's something further back. There you go.
It's not the Heineken.
It's definitely not a figure.
It's behind my head. But also I mean in the photo, but like in the one where it's the video, it's not. It's like on the horizon. In front of my face. But Will got it earlier. Will knows where it is.
Will is pointing.
I don't know, whatever.
Will's pointing. I'm pointing.
Anyway, okay. There you go. That's the end of that segment.
Sure.
Was Bob Dole at all related to like, so, okay.
Bob Dole? What is this coming from?
Okay,
what a left turn.
Yeah. Where did Bob Dole, former senator of the state of something?
I'm on my Will Safe phone.
And
the president subreddit, which I read a lot for some like
which president?
It's probably a bull post,
like a personal.
Wait, but it was
the
like
president.
What would Bob Dole have won if Kurt Cobain didn't kill himself? Sorry, that sounds kind of dark, but like it's also kind of funny.
What?
Because I don't know why that's related, and I want to find out.
Holy cow!
I mean, more questions.
I don't think
probably not
that
coming to you.
Disgraces the memory of Kansas senator, American politician, and attorney,
but not Kurt Cobain.
What was the connection from
Joseph
Bob Dole to Kurt Cobain?
Yeah, how did Kurt Cobain? Because Kurt Cobain presumably killed himself during Bob Dole's
96
election against Bill Clinton. Was it Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
The BC Slick Willy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All so you're I saying, remember like, is my mom consistently calling him Bob Doyle.
Bob Doyle. I can hear her saying
I always Bob thought of Doyle. Him as like the...
He's a war veteran.
Definitely. Yeah, he was. I always thought of him as like, when I was a kid, I thought like, oh, he's like from the Dole Fruit Company is what I thought. Like, that's what I thought as a kid. Reddit's Bob weird. Dole. There's another thing that says it's awesome.
Do you know, Santo? The person who does my favorite Bob Dole impression, Norm Macdonald.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember those.
I don't know if I would know a Bob Dole impression if I saw one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like that's just Norm Macdonald talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Speaking of sentences, I think we should roll into...
Do we have a write-in sentence?
We do have some more write-in sentences.
Ooh.
Yeah. So,
right. Do dish.
Let's play Russian roulette with it.
Let's do. Okay, I got the sentence.
I want to be the one. I never have been.
I want to be the very best.
You never have been. All right, well then, let's go between. Okay, I'm going to message this person on Discord.
I guess I should open Discord.
I'm easily distracted.
Yeah, we should all make sure we have our messages open in case.
Yeah.
But who can say?
Okay.
What you say?
It has been messaged to that person. It has been messaged to that person. And it is time to play.
Alright. Let's do this. I clapped again to mark
the
start of the game.
Thank you for that. That was very good. I'm going to take a shot because we are real close. Some might even call it possibly at a finale. And I'm nervous. Just finished my tasty alcohol. Yeah, Kel?
No, I might at some point go on the banana phone and then like order a coffee, but I'll do it discreetly. But you might see a banana phone. It's like really
cool. Banana phone.
That's the.
Does
that's
it say ring, 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 ring? Banana phone?
Yeah, it probably makes one of those.
It does.
Someone better call me on it so I know. That's a good question.
Well,
I feel like that proof of concept is like $15. Accepted.
If you find where out Kelly is, then
just give us your room number so if we find the right hotel, we can call
exactly
your room number.
My room number is 502.
502? Okay.
502.
Noted. Yeah. All right, y'all.
This is going to be exciting. You're actually going to get a call from one of our fans.
I really, really hope so. I really hope so.
So are you at the, in the picture you sent, is that your balcony or is that your, the, just a bar around, like, or is that pointing to the hotel you're staying
no,
in?
No, no. I'm right across the street from that basically. But, okay. Yeah, more or less.
So if we find, if we find this, this location with the Heineken, sign, you are across the street from that, away from the
water. I'm not quite across the street. Like, I'm like the next street over, a little further south. So I'm like,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just going to call five hotels and ask for 502.
You should just find the bar. If you can find the bar, I'd be impressed.
Are you going to be at
the bar? And we'll call the bar when you're at the bar. Enough interruptions. Let's get
to
the
city. If you get the city, I'd be impressed.
Okay.
Like,
he doesn't give it away.
Why am I? Yeah, I shouldn't give it away. I think I found it.
Okay.
We'll see.
You're at the final bend on the staircase deep in the Morrow Cliffside. You have conquered IFF agents in the maze of the corporate office. You have deduced the trick.
The orifice.
Shut up. You have deduced the trick behind the secret door in the orifice. You have bested Mala Rosh, the well-known mercenary, and you have found out more about the history of Ringworks and this facility, and now you wait at its final secret. Ah, excited. Step after Swansea step, you Barney. Walk.
Wait, what?
What's that? What?
I didn't hear it.
What?
Wait, what did I miss?
Worst.
Wait, what did Kevin do?
He said chubby bunny right as I started it.
Oh, no. I missed it.
That's 100% the thumbnail.
That's it. Absolutely.
So I couldn't help it. I just smelt the Dr. Pepper powder, and I had to eat one more.
You smelt the Dr. Pepper powder, and that caused you to evacuate your...
The Dr. Pepper spice.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh. Thanks, Kev. Thanks, Kev. Step after step, the only sound is your footsteps and this vroom, 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 thrum as you descend. The air was getting hotter and denser. The sweat is beginning to build under your suits and in your masks, if you have any on. The light is beginning to fill around you with a soft orange ambient hue until you come to the last landing.
And it speaking seems of like that, I did want to put on...
Hang on.
Well, you said masks.
No, up. It seems like the staircase ends around the corner. Okay.
Like it goes to nothing? It just lands into like...
What are... Yeah, it just falls off.
There's no... Oh, okay.
What are you all thinking? Wrangle it in, guys. What are you thinking? What is your character thinking?
Cecil would throw on his environmental protections, and we have... You gave us some kind of special mask thing in our... Mm-hmm. Enviro mask, which I'm assuming that... works on top of your environmental protections. So this seems like a good
double
time
back,
to put that on.
If you will.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it's best to go in prepared.
Sorry, I thought you were finished, John. That's why I said it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's okay. It's cool. Yeah, just interrupt me. What are you all thinking as you're about to turn the corner here?
So Migo is keeping an eye on his I assume, like, wrist screen, sort of like NFL quarterbacks wear, to make sure that we're, like, tracking toward the emergency beacon.
Mm.
And I think he's nervously excited because this is, you know, these captors have eluded him and the STARS team for so long. Having another shot to close this loop. You know, he's a doer and he's a closer, and so he wants to get done.
The beacon is very close.
Mm.
I think along those same lines is like Cecil is just so laser focused on getting into this next room and you know, taking out any hostiles. So he's in the front of the pack. He's you know, he's got his pike, but he puts it over his shoulder, and you see him kind of just draw the nanites out and form back into his pulsecaster rifle. And he's just prepped to you know, break into that next room and get to the action.
Okay. Kara, boom.
Yeah, Kara is very, very pumped to get into the room and get this solved and, like, to clean up the streets and this menace. She wants to get to the bottom of this. She's hoping it's, like, around the next corner and that it's... But she's, like, also kind of reckless in that she's, like... She wants it so bad for this to be, like, a fight that she can win on her own.
On her own? What do you mean?
Well, not on her own, but... leading the team. Collective we on our own. Collective our own.
I like it. Yeah.
She wants the stars to align.
Yes.
Yeah. Boom, being the consummate professional that he is you know, just sort of like, you see, like, as he puffs in the darkness, like, the embers glow, and his eyes, like, look, like, concerned over it at Cecil to make sure that he's doing okay, because he knows that he was nervous earlier. Mm. You know what I mean? And then he's not worried, and he tries not to get too caught up in theories about what's happening. He has his gun trained forward. He's ready for action.
Okay.
Keeping hid in game.
And what's the order that you all are in? I have Cecil, I think, and then Kara, and then Migo, and then Boom.
I know. Someone else is at the back. It's not Boom.
Yeah, I thought Migo was at the back.
Migo
was
And then Archie's behind Migo.
Yeah, okay.
Archie's dead, right? Archie fizzled out.
He's not dead.
Crashed.
Wait, what?
What are you talking about?
In my notes, it said Archie's connection is cutting out, so I'm assuming it's like a...
That's a lot of assuming that you're doing. No.
Wait, are you just on purpose taking bad notes so that you don't have to take them anymore? Because no one else... I don't remember that ever happening.
He's not shorting out.
No. It says Archie's connection is cutting lost. Out. Right.
Yeah. It's cutting out.
Intermittent. And so Archie's just running into walls at this point because it's not getting...
Archie can act on.
It's like a glitch.
Yeah. I mean... I imagine Archie's navigation is onboard processing, where external information is probably.
I don't know. Exactly. I don't have enough details on this drone. Is
Archie seems
Commander Bolt a mechanic?
Archie seems like reminds me of the thing that turns sort of evil in Halo, but then like what's that thing called? The little like floating ball robot. I don't know. Why I
the key.
The key.
No.
I'm on all the Archie
cartographer.
After
the Ghost. Cartographer. Yeah, I think
after Ghost and Destiny. That was my thought.
Oh, yeah, it's the same idea. Yeah, it's almost like Destiny is terrible and completely steals everything from every other game. And Destiny, it's a terrible game. All right.
And with that...
All right. I think Kelly likes it when I rant because it makes his rants.
With that thought in mind, in Boom's mind of what Destiny is a horrible game, I think Cecil...
So much potential.
You go in.
Let's do this.
I'm going to read... But you all see. Give me a sec to get through it and to get through some other things, and then I will bring you to a map. As you step in, you see a massive space open up before you. You walk through a portal onto a platform, and you see around you the industrial setting of huge pipes and conduits running hundreds of feet up, and when you follow them looking down, you see that they run hundreds and hundreds of feet below, ending at the source of the orange glow, a massive source of geothermal energy far below, waiting to be tapped. If you recall, this was a geothermal plant at one point. Looking ahead, you see that the concrete floor gives way to a metal and stone platform directly in front of you. There are steps that lead up to a small control center on your right, and at the other end of the metallic platform in the center sits a large, wise metal ring, 30 feet in diameter, constructed of material at least 150 years old, if not more. Steps lead up to the aperture, the ring. There are small lights that dot the circumference. In front of you are two Vesk IFF agents, and you can see a Yosoki sitting in the control platform. And then, as I bring you to the map, you can see, standing directly in front of you, her arms open and a smile on her face, is Leora Huxley.
I knew it.
I have brought you to the map. Hey, Halo.
Welcome, Stars team. Perfect. You have arrived just in time. This is perfect. You've done an excellent job getting here. I knew you would. Come in. Step in.
Explain the meaning of this.
Oh, yeah. We will get there. We've got a few words to get through. I understand, Kara.
I've got a
monologue. Excited. Please wait. I've got a lot that I have to say.
I have so much to say.
There's an unskippable cutscene we need to get through first.
I do have to ask you a question. Yeah. Before we start, how did you find the new offices? They're great.
They were right where they were on the map. I don't know what you're talking about.
But they're exquisite, no? They're excellent.
They're not my taste.
It was very, very colorless, I think, comparatively. I hate the color gray. It's bland and is used everywhere around here.
Well, these jabs, I'm sure, are warranted given the circumstances that you had to come down here, but could we maybe just lower the guns or just keep them a little less aggressively?
I thought it was really clever you had your office there in where you live, just like in the same sort of structure.
Thank you.
I thought that was also very tasteful and
super classy. Must help with that work-life balance.
It really does. It's part of the Ringworks design.
I didn't see a bed anywhere, though. So, like, you actually live there?
Well, there's a bed in a separate room.
I thought it might be like a Murphy bed behind one of the bookcases or something.
No. Cecil, I know that you've come on some hard times before, so I don't want to assume. Look, I will...
Can I sense motive on that? Is that like a dig, or is that just like...
You don't need sense motive to know that that is both a dig and a nod to her having done her research on who you all are.
Okay. Migo flips the switch to fuck her.
Wait, are you going to interrupt her monologue?
You don't talk shit about the Stars team.
You can...
Are you just going to like...
We're talking.
In her comment about lowering the guns, Migo lowers his gun, but fires up the hammer.
I think, Cecil at first like pulls the gun in tighter and then sees Migo do that, and he kind of does the same thing. He drops the gun and it kind of melts back into his arm, but he reaches back and he's got a hand on his pike.
You better watch your mouth.
Maybe we got off on the wrong foot. Look, I there are apologies in order, okay? We couldn't meet at your gala. It wasn't meant to be. But I'm sorry. I would have loved to meet you there and celebrate you. And in a way, I'm celebrating you here and now.
Where are the hostages?
One sec.
And she takes the emergency beacon and just throws it over the side. And it falls down. And you lose it. Migo.
I'll get there. They are safe. Let me keep this little spiel short, but there's a reason you need to listen, okay? Let me build a narrative in your head. The world that each of you has weathered is cruel. It is stolen from you. It is threatened constantly to usurp your peace, your security, your reason, your friends, your family, your mother.
Looks at you, Kara.
Your very body. You feel it twisting at you, blinding you, even now, making choices for you, even when you think that you're in control, and I can see its scars on every one of you. It is a thorn in the eye of creation and civilization. maybe you have done your research, but this world also plagued Mycroft Black, a fugitive Vesk during the silent war between the Pact World and the Viscarium. He found a home here with us at Ringworks and eventually sought a personal mission to bring peace to the Pact Worlds. But when he returned from the future with the roadmap to that peace, many were angry, jealous, doubtful, spiteful, twisted by this cruel world. That's where it is. And they hated him for it. So they gathered together and they took him from us, but not before he preserved what he could. And this is where you come in. Imagine if your memories left a physical impression. She starts to pace back and forth like it's a TED Talk. A measurable impression in your body. And that we could store these impressions, recall them into a new body long after you're gone. Give them a new life. That's what Mycroft discovered.
While she's talking, Bingo turns to Kara's like, you buying this shit?
Kara's just looking straight at this, like, she's trying to preserve her poker face for Leora.
Boone's also trying to do that, but he's looking at his watch because this is like the seventh time that this has happened to the Stars team, like where they've had like some maniac like go on a monologue. And he kind of like looks at Kara like really annoyed. Like,
we start putting they get 5 minutes. Anything over that? Right, let's go.
We won't be breaking any records yet, but don't hold your breath. Yeah.
If you share the memories from the right people, the right history, progress becomes a reaction and the nanites a catalyst. You place them in the right body and your pace towards utopia is accelerated as that new individual brings long lost knowledge. This is what we are working on to carry on this link. Only this next link, I can't quite get it right. None of the others that I kidnapped, none of the other experts, none of the similar test subjects, they didn't have the skills needed to withstand processing, to handle the infusion. If I could, I would. But my destiny is nothing compared to yours. Your bodies have this. And that experience is in your nanobots. The nanobots in the four of you contain the collective memories of Mycroft Black. You four have, as intended when we gave them to you, contributed to his memories with your own over the past year, folding in your skills, expertise, and knowledge, the perfect link in the chain to his work. No one else was more perfect. The real reason you're here? You are the conduit for this change. Of course, what can I offer you? You look incredulous. You've heard this before. You've heard this offer. You've heard this understanding. Understand that you have a choice before you. The right decision means that your loved ones, those who are still under the press of this world, will be compensated, celebrated splendidly for the death of their hero. They will be looked after in perpetuity. They will no longer have to fight. Kara, your mother, becomes the leader of an Akatonian effort to rehabilitate those in need of a straight path. Migo, your research will help advance the team who develops a cure for the Brethedon Blight. Boom, your inventions will move explosive safety research by decades, and posthumously, you become the spokesperson for a Pact World cigar brand. Cecil, she looks at you with kind of a soft eye. Cecil, your children grow beyond your imagination to become
you
people.
Keep my children out of your mouth, lady.
That you never thought they could be. Spreading light to the darkest corners of the galaxy. It's a good thing, Cecil. You see? The four of you, you will grow into the collective embodiment of Mycroft Black as your bodies die. But your memories live on. The foundation for the future. Remember, you get what you give. The decision before you now is not about you. It's about the future. All you have to do is walk through that gate. And she points behind you.
Well, it was under time limit. I have seen before.
And I give, like...
What time did you put it at?
6
what,
out of 10 what, for originality, but I don't know.
I had it for 30 seconds, but I know X, that was...
Plus
yeah, weren't we... Who was tracking how long that speech took?
I tracked. It was like 4.5 minutes.
I had 358.
I took the over on that one.
Well, I included like this small interruption earlier. I think.
I guess I'm buying drinks after this.
Yeah.
You are aware that if you refuse, your family gets none of that.
And yeah, she whatever holds up you say.
What are you promising exactly?
Devote your body, contribute it. So that way we can take your nanites to bring about a utopian future. And your family, your loved ones, will be looked after in perpetuity. If you don't, she holds up this small rectangular device, your memories, your existence, and their memories of you will be modified, removed from everyone and every record that you know.
Yeah, Carrie, you mind if I do the honors?
Suppose I say yes, Lior, what happens next?
Again.
What do you mean, Carol?
You walk through the gate.
Walk through the gate? What gate?
The gate that's been here the whole time.
Platform.
The gate at the end of the platform.
I was going to ask
like
that when you were...
It's like the gate, though, in Harry Potter. You walk through and you die.
Right, the sheet that Sirius Black ended up in.
Exactly.
Spoiler alert for those stuck in 2009.
Rude. I didn't know that. Yeah. That's not true. I totally knew that.
So this platform here is like we are on...
It's like a reclamator for our nanites?
No. Much...
What is this?
We need more than that. This here is... Well, as I'm sure you found out, sometimes the stewards don't look after their old technology. This is...
Steward gates.
Oh,
this
is
the thing that they used to bounce around.
From an early steward's base that was here.
That was part of the research that you had determined back up in the library, was that this used to be a steward's base a long time ago.
And they would use these like portals to move around quickly, allegedly, right? Like between place
allegedly
to place.
They still do.
So she wants us to... How does that lead
she
to
modified
what
it,
she's talking? Yeah. Is she modifying it? Like, what is this?
What is this perverse experiment you have got concocted here?
It's just a gate. Where it leads, that's where you will make your final contribution, let's say.
This reminds me of Westworld.
What?
I don't want to do any spoilers, but like the whole like end of season
I've never seen it.
I haven't. Okay. But I've seen Stargate. It's a little bit like that, eh?
But I'm just thinking, our bodies are going to pass through the gate.
Yeah, you just hope the gate is open.
Pull
on the
memories,
other side.
And then our bodies are going to fall into the pit. Like, it's just taking the information out of us and then destroying our body. Not that I'm going to pass through that willingly. I think during all of this, Cecil's going to look at Archie. Can I do a perception check on that? Like, is Archie showing Boom or Bolt's face or anything?
No. Archie's cameras are just looking forward at Leora and then looking back at the two of you, just taking in the whole situation.
But maybe I mean, like, Cecil's going to look directly at Archie, knowing that Bolt's on the other side. Like, did you know this? Were you involved?
You don't hear anything coming through. Who was the person monitoring the taps up at the server side, up in the office?
Yeah,
that was Kara. That was Kara. Kara, you do get a ping. As this is happening, a notification of movement in the lobby. Maybe you look down real quick. You see a little feed of the room that leads into the waiting area there.
Hmm.
And you see what looks like a Raxolite and 10 armored Morrow strike team members walking through, moving into from the main executive lobby, starting to head down the path that you were going through.
Morrow, sorry, say it again. Morrow strike team.
Yeah, just kind of the... Not as advanced as you all, but support.
Or support team.
And the Raxolite... Was that the lieutenant? Was the lieutenant a little Raxolite?
That's the Raxolite you're the best friends with, unless there's something else in your backstory.
So, Kara, I maybe you can be the
straight
one to teach the truth to the other three.
Yeah, so Kara's going to start inching forward...
Okay.
So if I just step through this this gate here.
Do you keep walking?
What happens?
Yeah, she's gonna, like, walk. She's gonna distance herself from, like, Leora and sort of stall.
Okay.
Like, getting into a position away, but, like, where's, like, this the safe minimum distance between this thing and myself?
You think that it's probably at the stairs, maybe? You okay. really can't tell, though. Not yeah, sure
so
what the...
She's gonna,
not sure what it can do, yeah.
She's gonna, like, talk, like, asking, keep asking questions, getting Leora to talk as she approaches the stairs.
Okay. What do you say?
And
what are you trying to do here? You trying to bluff? You trying to hide something?
Yeah, it's a bluff.
Okay.
Yeah,
give me, it's totally a bluff. Give me a bluff check. What are you trying to bluff doing? Just like the whole thing?
No, I mean, I'm just trying to, like, kid her off guard, kind of a diversion, I guess. Maybe for now.
She starts to follow you. Give me a bluff check, but she walks a little bit behind you.
Yeah, okay. Bluff check. Here we go. That is a 23.
23. Migo, your question.
So is this part of the Stars playbook, or is this, like, off script? Kara's improvising.
Kara's improvising.
Okay. I mean, I've read that whole playbook, and this ain't in it.
Boom has it. Of course, Cecil has.
Boom is the second most senior person here and has seen Kara do many things. So Boom is just calmly, like, folding his arms. He knows what's going on.
Liara steps up next to you and says, Kara, just quietly, kind of to you, talk to me. What are you thinking? The last time that I saw you like this, it wasn't quite
right. I don't understand how it's all supposed to come about. How you're supposed to just change this place overnight.
There's nothing to change. The only thing you need to worry about is yourself. You can be the one to show them that this is okay. That this is acceptable.
That acceptable for what?
For the good of the rest of the packed worlds.
How?
You know. You know how.
Carl, what's she talking about?
It doesn't make any sense.
And you start to walk back.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Cecil's going to take a sidestep. Like, try to sneak a sidestep towards Boom to fill that gap that Kara made.
Yeah, and I mean, you can. Yeah.
And he's gonna whisper over to the two and say, like, we need to take out that guy at the control panel.
Yeah, for sure. Don't worry. We will. And then Boom, like, plays up like Kara seems. Oh, no, Kara, don't do it. It's not worth it. And we love you. And it's. I don't want to miss you, Kara. I've seen amazing. This routine before, he says to
himself. So what are you doing? Come. Let's just go ahead and get this thing running, shall we? And she looks over to the Yusoki and nods.
Boop.
And then there's a...
What is Leora, like, is she's holding this box?
No, she's not holding a box. She just...
She held up that box.
She did right? hold up a box on her person. Yeah.
Could I, like, attempt when she was trying to bluff? Yeah.
I love it.
If you want to try and steal it from her, sure. Just, like, while she's
so sure. It's still in her hand.
It's not in her hand. She has put it back on her person.
Sorry, say that one more time.
It's back on her person.
Oh, okay.
Look,
never mind.
I may. It seems like there's some hesitation.
I just don't understand what how's this supposed to just change things overnight for the people in our lives? There's too much pain and hurt in this place.
We can do a lot of things, Kara. We really can. And we have the support.
Sick of your snake oil.
Yeah, all right. I guess we'll see what this thing is about. Migo starts walking toward the portal.
Migo starts walking Migo, towards the portal.
Wait.
Oh, Migo, don't do it.
Yep.
Look, I may... I don't want to compel you. I may have to. So, Boom. Cecil, could we just have you... Come on as well. It seems like two of your crew members have already agreed
so
that this is of an interest to them.
When Migo gets to here, he says, actually, Leora Huxley, you're under arrest, and pulls out his binders to restrain her wrists.
Roll for initiative.
Boom reaches into his cheek and like pulls out like a grenade. It's all like wet and soppy.
You can do this on your turn. Yes.
Oh, yes. I will. Well, it's ready, okay.
Let me go and add you all to this combat.
You know, you showed us how to add our own initiative, and I don't remember how to do it.
You have to, like, hit roll.
Yeah, you like, click the dice. On
your,
yep.
Or the die.
The die. It will come up. You should be able to type in the number that you rolled yourself, and then go from there.
Oh, Liara looks, come on, baby. Looks evil in this picture of her. So she's a human? Or she's a Hilkey?
She's a Hilkey.
But she looks like demonic, and her armor is...
Is.
I don't know if it actually did it correctly or not.
Mine certainly didn't. I did not get a 41.01.
That is weird, because I definitely added in your thing, but maybe I can update it
I
now.
Think you added it, I just didn't do it right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure if any of this is correct.
Well, let's just walk through it real quick. So, Migo, what did you get for your initiative?
Dirty 20.
Dirty 20. Okay, sounds good. What did you get, Kara Valtara?
Kara also got a dirty 20.
Ooh, who has the higher initiative between you and
plus
Migo?
Plus three.
What about you, Migo? Migo? Oh, Migo left. Amazing. I think, let me just go check in the hero lab. It's definitely you, Kara. So I'm going to put 21.
It's got to be me.
Boom. What'd you get?
21. 17.
17.
0.01.
What'd you get?
I got a 17 as well, but I have a 0.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Well, I think, Boom, you probably have the higher dex. Let's check. That's probably why you are already at 17.01. Well, let's see. Your dex is plus 1. And
that makes sense.
And your dex, Officer Remy Cecil, is plus 0. So, yeah, makes sense.
That's why I can stick landings, unlike our dear Cecil.
Oof, rude. Oh, yeah. Rude.
Just a little bit extra dexterous. Dexterity did it.
Did we lose
Super Vinny? Duper rude.
He just, like, walked off set. Like,
yeah, I don't know where Vinny went.
He's getting murdered.
What?
Vinny, are you still alive?
What?
Show us a sign of life.
Vinny, can why you hear us?
Why would he be getting murdered? That's crazy.
I don't know. It's like maybe he had a knock on his door and he went to answer it and there was somebody.
Or like
kidnapping
maybe
him.
There and was a swamp puppy that leapt out from the Everglades.
He's back. It's cool. There was no IFF agent at
he
the
was going to pop up on our VTT as a token.
IFF?
Yeah.
Like, what is IFF?
Something Future Front.
The integrated future front.
Yeah.
It's the cult group that you've been fighting this whole time.
So I'm saying Liara, she's got if this image of Liara is legitimate, it's she looks pale for a Hilkey, and she looks almost like demonic-ish, and then her armor is plate armor, like layered plate armor, something you'd see in like medieval times. And not at medieval times, the place, but like in
not
medieval
at medieval times.
I've seen this at medieval times. That was pretty.
Thank you for that. That was much needed. Hours. I'm really glad that you said that. Oh,
yeah. But it's also it's brushed with purple, kind of from the center. Yeah. Is that a valid description?
Yeah.
Well, it kind of looks like a bone structure too. Like the way it's laid out is like
it's almost like a
it's something like the horde from Woodware from like. WoW, which I've never played before.
Okay.
It's a, it's a lovely bustier.
Okay.
That's a bustier?
Let's
call that a bustier caca.
Combat begin. So, Migo, you walked up and said, what?
Liara, you're under arrest.
You all chose the hard path. I'm sorry.
Listen, I don't know about no hard path, but I like your outfit, and this has got to end.
Thank you. I'm no, sorry. That.
You will be.
You've always looked great yourself.
Thanks, I try.
Okay.
Just like brushing each other's hair. Like, you guys really are.
That was great. Thank you for that.
Yeah, that was
she beautiful. Turns from you, Migo, and just starts to move 20 feet back towards the steps.
Attacking
either Kara or Migo, if you have a melee weapon ready, you just can make an attack of opportunity.
It's the first round.
The first round.
Didn't Migo have the hammer ready?
Miko did have the hammer round,
but I have but not taken an action in this combat, and I don't have an attack of opportunity. Our adult friend Finder would be very upset if I took an attack of opportunity.
It is true adult. That Finder really is the most Finder. Adult among really, us.
He really yeah. would. He really he, would. Yeah.
It's because he doesn't like Pokemon.
Yeah. Is he always like
that? Yeah, he doesn't like Pokemon.
He nags us. Like,
no, I mean,
actually. Ways.
Is not drawing your binders an action enough?
You know where she walks? She back. Actually walks straight ahead towards Boom and Cecil.
I imagine she struts.
Yeah, it's confident.
Yeah.
Cecil, I need you to give me a will save.
Will save!
Will save?
Will save! Will save!
I see 42. Oh, there it is.
Will save!
Yeah, we slept on that one.
Seven. Total
seven. So okay. She, you feel this like shiver come over your body. You can't quite place why you feel it, but it's uncomfortable. And she turns around to Kara and says, "You're responsible for this." And that's going to be Leora Huxley's turn. It is the Yosoki's turn. Up at the control panel. They are going to do what they're going to do. Kara Valtara, it is your turn. What are you doing? First round of combat, Kara and Migo are closer to the gate. Lior's in the middle with two Vesk IFF guards kind of near her, flanking her. Archie, Boom, Cecil, closer to the entrance. What are you going
to
do, Kara?
Just to be clear, she's doing some like sort of magic, right?
She is doing some sort of special ability, yes.
Hmm. And all I would have to do, like, can I guess I would have to roll like mysticism to kind of understand that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. I'll roll mysticism. Yeah. I'm sort of rated it. Okay,
yeah, 18. I mean, you have seen a lot. You got what, 18?
18,
okay. There's something about her hands for a brief second, kind of a bunch of colors that look very similar to the drift kind of just came off of her fingertips and just started to move in these lines that are like right angles, do, 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 as if following graph paper down to the floor. You think that this is some sort of precog ability and it has something to do with planar or drift beyond your understanding.
I don't like this. I don't like this at all.
Yeah, Kara is going to be like, I don't know what sort of drift, precognitive witchcraft you're dealing with, Leora, but I don't like it.
But I like your hair.
But...
But your outfit is smashing.
Slay queen.
No, but actually, like...
Again, Kara, you know, you've always looked incredible.
I really do
I'm
like
so
the outfit.
This.
I mean, it's pretty sweet-looking armor.
Again.
It looks like an exoskeleton.
She has style. She's like the fucking CEO of this whole spot. And is
tailored.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you doing besides lavishing compliments on her?
I'm going to...
Can I also just say that I like that you are? Because there is a little bit of, like, a familiarity between you and her. Like, you've come up kind of from the same spots. Like, she knows who you are, you know? I like the role play. What do you think about doing?
You guys actually knew each other in middle school.
Yeah, actually, like, do I... Can I, like... no... I guess it's like
it's.
But what? Was one of you like a mean girl?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's for sure not.
It's all revenge. So this funny. Is all a revenge thing.
It's kinda not mean girl.
Kinda not can, mean girl.
Can like can I gather information from
is
her
the aura,
about like, using a diplomacy check? Maybe. Like
yeah. So you're.
Listen. Can we just like talk
correct.
About what's going on here with this?
That is
like,
the correct
drift
use of that
nonsense.
Term, for sure.
Before this gets physical, and she holds up like her tack lash, and like I don't want to have to use this.
Make a diplomacy check. What is my diplomacy check against? I gotta look up to see what diplomacy
I'm
is
like,
against.
I like
change
yeah,
attitude. Yeah,
is it change
yeah,
attitude?
But I think you have to spend like a stupid
10
amount of time
doing
it.
Yeah. I'm literally just trying to gather information.
About what?
Like what craziness has led her to this and how to defeat her for it. Like, what is her Achilles heel?
Yeah, sure, of course.
Like, what does she really struggle with day to day in her demonic worship?
She just needs a friend. She's just surrounded by Vesks all day that don't get her because they don't have fabulous hair. And you come up.
They don't have hair. Yeah.
They're just jealous of her.
Yep. You all she needed was an equal all along. That, you know, she is both of Morrow and clearly has changed. So however you might have known her before, she has gone on to study at the Singularity Conservatory. She has clearly been a part of some sort of, you know, like just in the corporate world of Ringworks. You don't just end up being the CEO here.
You've changed. You've betrayed your roots.
Kind of like Boom, like he left Morrow, but everyone for some reason thinks that's so weird when apparently she can do it and it's fine to just like come back, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's just like, it's a common thing.
She seems she is definitely clearly a leader in the IFF and is very sworn to this future. And she is willing to do just about anything for it.
You mean that we can't have like speech 100 in Skyrim and just completely like talk her out of it? I'm not surprised.
And she's like, you're right. You got me.
I was actually just thinking about how anticlimactic it would be if we came up with a diplomatic solution to this.
It wouldn't be. I have prepped for it. And I thought maybe you guys would go for it.
Of course you have, John. You're the consummate professional.
John's like, these guys' conflict resolution skills are on the next level. I need to like dial it up a notch
again
when it comes to my rebuttals.
You don't create outcomes, you create problems.
When our collective conflict resolution skills is, we should get drunk together and just hang out.
It worked with Frog. True. It worked with Frog. I mean, yeah. if it can work with Frog.
Yeah. It did work with Frog. Kara, what are you going to do here? You are...
She's not receptive to any of this?
No. No, she like... It is a little weird. She is clearly advocating for you to sacrifice your body for the experimentation that's been done on you, unbeknownst to you, without your consent. And she's clearly asking you to do this. And yet a part of her is still willing to just talk to you a bit. It's like there's a cognitive dissonance here.
It's a little unnerving.
Yeah. She is a little unnerving, for sure.
Yeah, okay.
She has two lives to keep up.
At this point, I think it's going to turn violent because she's attacking Cecil, right? Or
you saw, Rhaegar. Yeah. You saw her look at Cecil. And Cecil, when she looked at you, there was like a pity in her eyes. Again, with that soft look.
Yeah. So she's going to hit her with the tacklash.
Gonna hit her with the tacklash.
She's going to try and trip her.
Gonna try and trip her.
So
yeah,
is the reason I rolled for mysticism kind of earlier was to try and figure out like if I break her concentration, does that like affect what's going on or no?
It's not a spell, I don't think, because concentration only applies to like spells. And you don't think that this was a concentration that she's trying to keep up. She did something. And now she has, like, you've seen enough spellcasting to know that she is not actively maintaining this.
She's not currently armed with any sort of item.
She is confident
using her hands.
She clearly has just a weapon on hands. Her, but right now she has bare hands. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to try and trip her.
You're going to try and trip her.
She has bare hands.
That's against KAC plus 8, right? Because it's a trip maneuver.
Yeah.
Is that what we figured out?
Okay. Bare hands.
Just throw
you're an eccentric rich person. I mean, it makes sense.
Her KAC plus 8 like something crazy though? Like, would I know that? Like, that it's impossible to trip her?
I will just tell you that it's very, very hard to trip her. She doesn't skip any day.
She's a leggy.
She doesn't skip brain day. She doesn't skip leg day.
She doesn't skip hair day. As well.
For the listeners, today is leg day, and I'm hating life.
I'm telling you that, Will, just as like GM to player, like I don't want you to like do an action and be like, nah.
I'm not going to try and do this more than once. I'm throwing it out there as the first sort of
salvo,
you know, maneuver in combat.
Okay,
so let's do it.
Okay.
No fucking shit.
Natural 20.
Natural fucking 20.
You got a natural 20? What's your total? What is your total?
25.
It doesn't work.
No way!
The leggiest of the leggies.
You're saying a natural 20 on a combat maneuver doesn't count as an automatic?
No, it's not an attack.
It's not an attack. It's a combat maneuver.
It's a waste.
It's a combat maneuver.
So I go to sweep the leg, and I guess it just like ricochets right off of her, and I don't know, she doesn't even flinch, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
she just moves her leg. It gets wrapped up and she just moves her leg at the last second.
Leora Huxley, former prima ballerina of the Morrow Ballet.
Oh, I see.
Just daintily well outside of the way.
Does a natural 20
make a combat maneuver? Yeah.
I'm trying to find it in Starfinder, and I don't see it, but
I'd be interested to know. If it were an attack, that's obviously a hit.
Yeah.
Regardless of
dear
anything.
Rules lawyers.
Okay.
Oh, we're gonna ping the rules.
I mean, I kinda like it where she's not tripped now, but
rules
whatever.
I don't think that she was. If for some reason I'm super wrong, maybe she'll just trip.
I mean, if she's a tank dude and her like KC is like 20,
I think,
and
a
like
part,
28 is the her case. It can't be 20. Though.
There's a part of you. There's a part of you, Kara, that's like, she is formidable, very formidable. What else do you want to do with your turn, Kara?
Well, I mean, I already did it all.
Okay. I like it. Your turn reflected the indecision. I'm trying to figure it out. Trying to just like. I didn't want to necessarily go down this path, but I'm going to try and trip you. And then you're like, oh, okay, this is what we're up against. I like it. Okay. Migo, you tried to put the cuffs on and she just strolled away from you. Not quickly. Not in
According
any
to Finder,
hurry.
This is a quote. I strongly believe the answer is yes, as they are a form of attack. And we got a plus up from
form
Leslie.
Attack.
Or a finger
and
up
that's-
from Leslie.
That's our that. Adult friend finder, which means you need to like really, really believe what he says. He's an adult.
Right. Is combat maneuvers under the attack section?
I don't think they are attacks.
No, they are
because
their
they
own.
Are modifiers for other people's attacks, typically. When you think about combat maneuvers, you've got covering fire, you've got harrowing fire.
Combat maneuvers.
I love it. It's good to just get bogged down on the first attack.
What did I
do? We have a
why
process
did I even try
for disagreeing
to do this?
Green with the rules, paralegals.
Objection.
Does there need to be a vote that goes?
It is.
That goes.
I know.
Vote.
John is.
Vote? We don't.
It is not under attack.
Nope.
It is its own section. It is under standard actions. I'm going to rule that it doesn't.
Cool.
Migo, what do you
do? So with Kara's tack lash. Migo interprets that as weapons hot, because why the f*** not? Migo moves in, says, all right, you didn't want the handcuffs. Let's see how you like the hammer. And he just swings for the fences.
And he swings for the fences. Give me a swing.
That is a 15.
You make a melee attack.
Bingo.
Plus 7 for 22.
I think we should go back. I think we should pause.
Yeah, I mean...
It does say melee attack roll. Let's see. Critical hits. When you make an attack roll and get a natural 20, you hit regardless of the target's AC. The total result
and it
of
says,
your attack
in
roll
combat
meets-
maneuver, then make a melee attack roll against KAC plus 8. It is a melee attack against the KAC plus 8. And
I mean...
We have like unanimous yeses from our paralegals. Like, you
well,
can't...
No, I'm allowed to rule it if I don't want to, but...
False. In- That'd be
wait,
no
really?
False.
No, hold
Objection.
On, though. That... It,
okay.
Wait, to change
hang
the
on.
Rules of the
hang
game?
On, hang on, hang on. No.
Guys, I mean, I trip.
I'm with John on this one. GM ruling supersedes even the core rule book.
But is that part of the will save philosophy?
That being said,
if you think about the Constitution, like, what did we mean when we wrote it for will save?
There's
right?
a Constitution.
And, like, I feel like,
again,
have you not? This
I
is
am
why.
A fan of being
guys,
technically
we're our
correct.
Own country. You guys,
we
know
are
that,
our
right?
own like, country. I am a fan of being technically correct, and if that is technical evidence that a standard 20, you when you make an attack roll, you automatically hit.
I mean, I did roll a 20.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't like saying no, but I didn't have any evidence to say otherwise, and I think in that case it made sense.
I was with you up until a point.
Yeah. No. I'm actually coming back around and thinking that you did trip her. Really. Truly.
Yeah, okay.
Grumpus is chiming in. I don't know if this will change
like
anything.
I knocked the stone loose that was under her foot.
Right.
I didn't want to have to appeal this to the Supreme Paizo courts.
The question is,
I would have gotten ugly. don't take somebody to court over a rules interpretation. Just don't be that guy. Don't be being an agreeable player.
You have not exceeded, right? Clearly, her KAC plus 8.
She's stacked.
But
so she's like 28, 27.
But
like
Grumpus said it's an attack against KAC plus 8 and a nat 20 auto hit on attacks or whatever.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah. And that's the thing. It's the fact that the combat maneuver says you make a melee attack roll. That's mm-hmm. the part that's convincing me otherwise.
I mean,
I think that
three
you
of the rules paralegals are...
Yeah. I think that you trip her. I'm going to roll that back. We'll cut a little bit of this.
She's just like down on her knees there.
Yeah, I think she absolutely goes prone. I think it makes total sense.
The image of Leora Huxley, even with her glorious hair,
brought
has not
down,
completely changed.
Brought down by the one person, Kara.
Just a crack of the whip.
She is prone.
I told you you were a dummy mommy. I said it. Like, it's a thing.
As much love as it. You want it, Kelly,
she's prone. Not.
That's the thing that that's Migo, the thing that dumb mommy would say.
So, Migo, does that change anything that you would do?
Moving to it changes it mechanically, but not practically.
Okay, because
Migo is going to step up and swing for the fences. At this point, he's going to turn to Kara, wink at her and say, "Thanks, Dommy Mommy."
Ah, there you are.
He rolled hilarious. A 15 plus 7 to hit, which is
15 plus 7 to hit. Okay.
If my, alcohol basic math is correct. That's a melee attack against Leora Huxley, targeting her EAC because this does electric damage.
Against her EAC?
Correct.
Okay. That hits. Woo! Leora Huxley as she is on the ground and you step up and swing and bah, hit her. Amazing.
That's a 5 on the D6. 4, 5 plus 7 is 12 electric damage.
12 electric damage. Okay. Arcs through her armor, rolling some awesome, awesome hits here. Mm. Amazing. Amazing. Good stuff.
The 1-2 punch of Kara and Migo 7.
Love it. Love it.
I'm waiting for Boom to throw a grenade over there.
Just to just toss everyone. One over.
It's time for Boom.
You might get your wish,
Yep.
You might get it.
Amazing. You want to do anything else with your turn?
I've moved. I've attacked. That is all of my turn.
That is all of your turn. Okay. Let's keep going. Ooh. The Vesk that's standing in front of the stairs, right next to the stairs, walks over to you, Migo, and as they're walking, they pull out this pole arm and just take it with their hand and just like chuck it out, and these prongs come out with these pincers as if to capture you and put it around your neck.
You see a glint of jealousy, like, oh, I want one of those.
Right as it closes around your neck. You're like, wow, cool.
Can't wait to confiscate that goodie.
Why doesn't Star's team have these?
It is kind of like a Dark Trooper weapon.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It's a bit of a Dark Trooper weapon for sure. For sure. Okay. Walks over and... as they come up to swing at you.
Come at me, but you better come correct.
That is our game.
Oh! Oh!